So how ironic would it be if it turns out Trumpelstiltskin continuing to refuse to be tested for coronavirus despite his, you know, the possibility of his exposure? What if his refusal to test turns out, accidentally of course, to be the most morally upright thing he'll do in his entire presidency? You know, those unintended consequences and such. What if his denial, leads to somehow, one way or another, it being spread out in a deadly fashion to his entire cabinet and all of his biggest and best and tightest supporters, his biggest sycophants, and those most guilty of aiding and abetting, all of his co-conspirators, all exposed to the virus in a devastating way, that perhaps that Trump himself might be the punishing hand that that doles out justice to his own cabinet and to all those people that helped him get to here. And of course, being in, what do they call in that movie, This Is an Irish Story, you don't get a happy ending. So in that bizarro world, Trump would still survive, still have money, still be able to say winning, but maybe his entire cabinet dies. I don't know. Just, won't it be ironic if it turns out that his steadfast denial of the disease and the denial of any concerns about him being exposed does indeed lead him to get it? And again, what if his cavalier attitude, maybe indeed his cavalier attitude is justified, and he survives it because he's super healthy. He's the best at healthy. But then it starts killing members of his family, members of his cabinet. That would be ironic justice, right? Make him live with suffering he did to himself. I don't know. Like I said, just a ironic thought as I hear people bantering about it. So I was like, you know what? You're right, Mr. President. Don't get tested. Don't quit shaking hands. In fact, you should really go out and get some one-on-one time with all your donors, Mr. President. Go see all your donors. Go see Putin. Give him a big kiss on the ass cheek. You know, on your way in for the, you know, I know you're going in with the tongue, but, you know, give him a peck on the cheek too, right? So, yeah. Go ahead, Ms. President. Show off that Isn't It Ironic song with the true irony. That you'd be completely right, it won't kill you, but you suffer all the same. Anyway, so yeah. I know before I said, what if he's using this to cull the herd? Well, ironically, it looks like if a herd's going to get culled, it's looking like it's going to be his, not his opposition. So there's irony all over them hills. Time to mine it.